5% alcohol by volume or 97 proof. It's 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye. This is the third 10-year release of the Jack Daniel's Age series, first launched in 2021. That's right. Counts for F-35s and Jack 10. No, yeah, that's an F-35 review.
Mm-hmm. It's a highly sought after.
It sounded made before it crashed.
Mm-hmm. So he gets it.
Near Savannah. I was in Savannah when that happened. On this nose, I got like really nice wood, brown rice.
It gave me nice wood too.
The palate was nice and sweet. And doesn't the finish much. Was
more like a toothpick.
Long and beautiful.
Mm. Hey, I don't know about you, but all toothpicks are made out of wood.
If all Jack 10 year was this good, I'd still not be able to find it, but it was really good.
It's hard to get. It's not quite unobtainium, but it's hard to get. They don't make enough for everybody.
What do you think, Maury?
Yeah, no, I'm a fan. I must admit, this is my third crack at the 10 year on the third release. I feel fortunate to have been able to experience all three. I'm not going to compare them. I'm just going to say this is delicious. It's unbelievable. Initially, they used to think that their whiskey wouldn't really go, that the sweet spot was 5 or 6 years, and I'm pleased that they've taken some experimentation. I don't know where they keep them in the rickhouse. I'm going to bet that these are lower floor barrels that are aged in the lower floors of the rickhouse.
Because they can last the 10 years.
They can last the 10 years because there's stuff that's in the angel in the top floor or the angel's roost, as they like to describe it, typically goes in a single barrel. They're typically 5 or 6 years old. I think those barrels would A, have very little whiskey and be over-oaked at 10 years. So I'm going to guess they're doing something more like Scotland, although I don't know it for a fact, but I'm going to say more where the green label is aging and the lower floors of the basement.
They don't make green label anymore.
No.
Are they going to really bring it back? Are you got inside information?
No, I don't have any inside information, and I don't know that they're bringing it back. But referring to the old days of green label, lower floors, you know, less proof pickup. Again, this has been proofed down. This is not barrel proof, but nonetheless, you know, really fun and interesting to see what that whiskey does. Now, incidentally, Justin talked about the mash bill. That's the very same mash bill in Old Number 7. They pretty much use the same mash bill in every product
except
for the rye.
Yeah.
Now, the rye has its own unique mash bill. When they came out with the rye, that was their first new mash bill in like over 150 years.
That's amazing.
So it's pretty cool when you look at the different products and how the same mash bill has so many different expressions, both in terms of barrel, in terms of aging, in terms of location in the warehouse, and then, of course, blending or single barreling, et cetera. So I really like this.
In case you can't tell, Maury's a Kentucky Squire.
I just got my notification.
Tennessee Squire.
Tennessee Squire. In the mail. Tennessee Squire.
Tennessee Squire, sorry, whatever.
Yes.
Whatever. One of those southern states that's not Alabama, the only one that counts.
What'd you think, Brett?
Thank God I'm not an Alabama Squire. That's what I thought.
I'm with you.
Hold me back.
I'm with you.
The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as the willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just wrapping up our discussion on the Jack Daniel's 10-year batch 3.
Yeah. Who was talking? I don't remember anymore.
Brent.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with what everybody's saying about this, and it's a pleasure to have them, you know, make these expressions. So I'll let everybody get on, and let's get to our next one.
All right. Well, give this one a rating first.
We're going to give the Jack Daniel's 10-year batch number 3 a good rating of 4 sips.
That's classified.
That takes us on to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that.
Why, thank you, Bob. The next expression is the Jack Daniel's 12-year batch 2. It's 53.5% ABV or 107 proof. So again, a step up from the previous. Again, the mash bill is the same, 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye. A color, beautiful, nice, burnished copper.
It's got reddish glints.
With hints of red. Thank you, Harm. My take on this whiskey is just simply, wow. This was a nice big step up from the 12. I'm not sure we're comparing apples to apples, the 10, excuse me, in that the proof is a full 10 points higher, but it's really the 10 with flavor turned up to 11. Everything about this whiskey just is magical. It's mouth coating, it's viscous, it's got a nice palate feel, nice mouth feel, and it just goes on and on and on. I think this was a step up from last year's 12. This is their second release of a 12 year. And again, I think that I love seeing these older expressions. They're not mainstream. They're not easy to find, but I think it's fun to see what the whiskey does advanced age.
And you know, while you don't really compare, you have nothing, no choice but to compare the 10 and 12 year that are in front of us.
Because we have them side by side.
Right. We have them side by side. And this 12 is clearly better than this 10, where I think in the last year, I enjoyed the 10 more than the 12.
I agree with you.
You know? It's only 2 years different. It's only 10 points on the proof. ABV. It's, you know, it's not that big of a difference to make that big of a difference in the flavor.
Right. They both have the same things, the cherry, vanilla, the oak. Yeah. I mean, their flavors are very, very similar.
Cherry, fig, marshmallow, candied pecans, and mint is what I got. Yeah. Both of them.
But the 12 is turned up to 11.
Yeah. Right. You know. It's right. And I didn't add water to either one of these. I didn't need it.
No.
No, they drink it. They don't drink hot. They drink beautifully. Right. They're ready to go.
So, Justin?
It's kind of reminding me of the 107 proof Baker's 7 that I had more than 5 years ago.
I think that's an underrated whiskey. That's good stuff.
It's really good
whiskey.
And the difference between that and this is just like mellower, and it's got all the classic bourbon notes in a Tennessee whiskey. If you find it and it's not going to cause you to miss your mortgage payment, I would get it.
All right. Well, we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's 12 year batch number 2. And extremely well deserved. 5 cents.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Yeah.
That's a winner.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a hard one there. No. It's like we just went around the table. Oh yeah, 5.
It's easy.
All right, so Brent, tell us about our next whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. The next one is the Bernheim Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey, barrel proof, A224. It's a 62.6% ABV or 125.
It's a 124, actually. He messed up the thing.
No.
No, 125.2 proof. Major, if you do your math.
62.6.
The batch is A124.
Yep.
Okay, so this Bernheim Barrel Proof is made with a Heaven Hills wheat whiskey mash bill, which is comprised of 51% wheat, 37% corn, and 12% malted barley. And it follows the traditional Heaven Hill Barrel Proof coating system that we've gone over a number of times. So the color on this one is a nice darker color a little bit. The nose, I get the cherry, I get vanilla on the palate. I get cherry, vanilla, 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 cherry, white pepper, and a beautiful mouthfeel.
I think your nose broke.
And
it's not all cherry, vanilla, vanilla, vanilla. I got pomegranate.
I know you got pomegranate. There's
the record scratch.
Vanilla.
I know that. I know what I said. That's what I got, though. And it was just beautiful. I love this expression. I can't say enough good things about it. It's enjoyable.
I wish they were all cast strength.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need to make the regular wheat whiskey. You could just make this one instead. Yeah.
Stop making the regular Bernheim.
Yeah. Well,
we've done all of them.
Yeah.
Since they started it, because Heaven Hill's been very kind to provide samples to us. Thank you guys very much. Can't do the show without you. But this is the best one they've ever released.
Oh, without a doubt.
By far.
It's just
nothing wrong with the other ones, but this one is.
Nothing's wrong with them, but once you've tasted this, you can't go back.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, I guess I'm going to get rid of bourbon and go to wheat whiskey.
No, you can't do that either.
I can't do that.
Liar, liar, pants
on fire.
It's just hard to believe it's a wheat whiskey as big as it is. Yeah. Usually with a wheat whiskey, it's softer, it's rounder. It's got that flavor, but this thing is like a, it's like getting hit in the face with a 2x4.
The wheat whiskeys I tend to like are Scotch wheat whiskeys, and those are very round and soft because they're much older. But this is so good.
I mean, when you talk about the wheat and the rye, you know, the wheat is the soft, you know, like the wheat bread is the softer bread. The rye bread is the
spicy.
The spicy. And this just comes with the flavor. This is like, whoa. What happened? Who changed my wheat bread?
The only thing you said was cherry and vanilla. That's more than that.
But it was amped up. I said vanilla more than once, though.
You said vanilla
and cherry
like
twice.
Yes, okay, there you go. Justin, Maury, you guys want to chime in before we got to hurry up for the end of the show?
Study of contradictions, like military intelligence. Two things that just don't go together, but they do in this whiskey. Maury?
Wow.
It's called an oxymoron.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's a beautiful whiskey. I agree. It's the best thing I've had from Bernheim. I loved it. I thought it was well made. It was delicious. I agree. It was not. I would not have guessed it was a wheat whiskey.
Yeah,
beautiful.
No, in a million years. You could ask me. I could have sat here for a month trying to figure out what it is, and the last thing I would have picked would have been Bernheim wheat whiskey. Fantastic. So we're going to be giving the Bernheim Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey Barrel Proof A124 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So that brings up our next one, which is the Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, barrel proof, A124, 62.1% ABV, 124.2 proof, mash bill 68 corn, 20 wheat, and 12 malted barley.
Classic wheater, although the other one's a wheat whiskey.
Yeah, classic wheated bourbon. Nice color, got a little glow around the edge. Got great clarity.
That's the acid you were taking.
Oh, is that why the ceiling's dripping? Oh, okay. It's got a nice glow to it. It's got a sweet nose. It's like honey. Some flowers.
Honeysuckle. It's honeysuckle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the southern boy. You should know that.
It's, well, I've got down here honey candy, too. Mm. On the palate.
Ditto honey.
On the palate, it's a little bit different. On the palate, I'm getting toffee, getting some tobacco notes, get a little bit of dried wood, a little bit of oakiness to it, a little bit of tannin, a little bit of that sort of dusty barn. Again, different. Yeah. Nose different from palate. Nothing wrong with it, but just when you sip it.
It sets you up for one thing, it delivers another.
Yeah, completely different, but well done. I mean, tasty. Damn nice whiskey. So
the oak is very sweet on this.
Yeah, the palate on this one is so complex. This one here, just everything. I mean, that oak, the vanilla, tobacco.
It's complex, but it's subtle. It's not like a kick in the teeth like the stuff.
No, right, but you
not
just,
like the Bernheim. No.
Yeah, exactly. The tannins, the leather, the butterscotch, the spices, the peppers, the clove.
I don't get any butterscotch. Where'd you get butterscotch? I'll give you the peppers and cloves.
No, but there's butterscotch.
You get butterscotch too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm missing it.
Oh, it's just
the end. It really just
so many flavors
on the finish. Okay,
on.
There's so many flavors on this that you just it's impossible not to like. I love it, Justin. How are we doing over there?
Oh, the Larceny was amazing.
Again, another one they should only make cast strength.
Classic nose on the palate. I got like mint, almond, paste, wood. Finish is long and woody. If you get it.
And if you don't get it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that this whiskey, when we first poured it, was delicious, but it had an off-balance note to me on the finish. And yet with time...
It changed completely.
Air, I did not add any water, but just air and let it sit. It's much improved. It's definitely much improved. I would definitely up my rating on this because it's just got everything you guys have said. It's got finesse. It's got style. It's got class.
It's all old leather chaps in a dusty barn. It's got so much.
Chaps, you really feel like you're in the country with this one.
Now, I want you to stop and think about that. Have you ever seen chaps with
all
the
chaps
rear end
assless,
in them?
I believe
exactly.
Right now,
yeah, that's a misnomer.
But it's an oxymoron.
There's your oxymoron.
That's what his wife calls him. That's her pet name, oxymoron.
Well, she doesn't use oxy, though. Yeah.
Sure. She does when she's around him.
We
don't buy oxy things, so we have oxy more.
She uses plenty of oxy.
She makes the pain go away just hanging out with him.
No, I thought that she said, I'm using oxymoron.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Because she's from Alabama. Yeah. Yeah.
Commas. Commas make all the difference.
Yeah.
Commas kill grandma.
Punctuation. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a really good book called Eat, Shoots, and Leaves. You put the comma out, it's a murder. Otherwise, it's a panda. Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't get panda, but okay, whatever.
Eat, shoots, and leaves. Yeah. If you put a comma in there, or two commas in there, you've got a murder.
Or you have a vegetarian.
Go ahead.
All right. Anybody else have anything they want to add?
More commas? Go ahead. Give it a rating, man.
All right. So we're going to give the Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Proof A124, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
That went up for all of us. We originally settled on 4.
You know, Heaven Hill is doing it right. I have to tell you that, you know.
All right, so that brings us to our last one. We're going to have Justin tell us on that one.
So the last one we're going to talk about is Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey A124. It's a beautiful 59.5% alcohol by volume, or 119 proof. It's 78% corn, 12% malted barley, 10% rye, and it's aged 10 years and 9 months.
I am very aroused.
So the color is like a light brown. On the nose, I got raisins and cream and vanilla. On the palate.
Why am I agreeing with him? Do you get raisins and vanilla?
Big, bold. Vanilla. Big, bold, classic bourbon notes. Vanilla, bourbon, oak. And the finish is long, mostly mid-palate. And it's just a beautiful expression. They've made different, but they haven't made better.
Well, yeah, this one here, it's easy to, they've 3 a year could they come out and stuff. And so a lot of people chase after the different ones. And last year, C-123, I think. Everyone went crazy for that one. This one, not quite as up there as that one, but, you know, head and shoulders above, you know, so many other bourbons and stuff. And the other thing I like what they're doing is they're also doing a lot of store picks with these barrel proofs.
Yeah, they finally started doing that a few years ago. Before that, they made store picks always were 94 proof.
Right. And now they're doing that. If you can grab some of these store picks or you can grab one of these, you're not going to go wrong either way.
I would pair this with pork fried rice or Japanese sweets.
I just have to say, my store pick, Fixin' to Be in Fine Spirits, named by my wife, you have to take your shoes off, is Head and Shoulders better than this, but it was a single barrel, and we're sold out, so it doesn't matter. You can't get it anymore. So if you can find this, get this.
So mine was better, but it's completely unprovable.
Oh,
interesting.
I have an open bottle at home. I will share with
interesting.
You.
Interesting.
I will share with you.
Why didn't you bring it?
We can. I'm bringing next time.
I meant today.
There's one bottle left. There's literally one bottle left, and that's in my house.
That's shocking.
What do you have to say about this?
I'm glad it moved without a release party.
Yeah, but see, store picks are usually beat the mass production picks because they have to blend.
They always beat.
Not always.
Unless you're not a moron picking.
Yeah, there's
some
people.
You've got somebody who's in touch with reality picking.
The ones that are bad go to Miami and they buy them.
I tell my friends and my listeners that a store pick in general, unless you've got an idiot picking, is always going to be at least as good, if not better.
Yeah.
And Brett laughs because he knows I'm telling the truth.
They've gotten better in Miami. Anyway, store picks, it's an unfair advantage because we're picking a single barrel, sometimes two barrels, but these guys have to blend a bunch of barrels to make a nationwide release.
Correct.
And this is still fantastic. So just get this.
No, they did a great job with it.
Yes.
No question. Bob?
I think it's delicious. It's classic Elijah Craig, barrel proof.
And it doesn't taste like this proof.
No.
No, it's smooth and easy drinking. It drinks below its weight class.
Did anybody put water in it?
No.
No.
Why?
Why? You know, why do you need to drink?
It was good the way it was, but...
I'm going to try it with water. Why the hell not?
Why not? I'm going to try and give it a little...
Have I had better ones? Yeah. Have I had ones that were not as good? I think so, yeah. I mean, but it's
good. I mean,
this is right down the plate.
Among kings.
Right. This is a classic Elijah Craig barrel.
I added water. It's cake batter and golden syrup.
Okay.
Ooh. It is good. You know that golden carob syrup you get?
The, I like the Southerners. Dessert.
Yeah. The you Southerners know, put on their pancakes.
You know, this I have it. To say when you add the water that, you know.
Oh, it's better with water.
C-120.
It's better with water.
Oh, my God, it's like candy.
C-123 looks more obtainable now, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, this is better yeah.
with water.
I'm putting this on my pancakes.
That illustrates
tomorrow.
My point. The water's not just to proof it down. It's, water's to open up flavor.
This right. is candy coming out here.
Okay, but you're saying you didn't need water. It was only 119, but it drinks light. But the fact is that the water still opened up the flavors.
Yeah.
So water has two purposes. If it's too hot, it proofs it down, but it can open up the flavor even on an 80 or 90 or 100 proof whiskey. Always a good idea to try a few drops of water.
I think we had this conversation 10 minutes ago.
Got a rating?
We're in a loop.
Well, we're going to give the Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey A124 a well-deserved forceps.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. God knows we couldn't fit any more in.
Moron?
I wish we could. So I want to thank our host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for making me suffer.
It's terrible for you.
I know that.
Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. At least it wasn't scotch.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you. Another amazing day in the basement. I'm sorry I had to suffer watching Brent with no pants.
Well, that's every show.
That's every bourbon show. He takes his pants off. It's just, we don't want to explain it.
He's banned from several counties in Kentucky. Thank you, Justin.
Oh, thank you very much. Not much better than watching the Dolphins lose.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob. I enjoyed it, even though it was a bourbon show. Thank you.
Well, this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And fortunately, on this episode, we didn't have to.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 110 Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Could have cost way more than it should. Can't go back, but I wish I could. All these L's in life I took. Made it out of the dark, you can see I'm good.
I'm good.
Gotta get it when it's hard by hook or crook. Yeah. What have happened to the good life? To me, it don't look right. Still gotta keep up a good fight. Gotta get my hooks right. If I can't see, gotta see, get a good sight. Bad days turn into good nights. I'm only seeking a good vibe. So please tell me,
to the good life. To the good life.
chocolate. Let's make some chocolate.